This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
The grassed area of the Sydney Cricket Ground is 1.86 hectares. If we placed the whole 146 million shoeboxes on the ground surface of the SCG, the tower would extend 2.5 times higher than Mount Kosciuszko.
Yeah.
Listen, it's Laura and Duncan. We're live from Operation Christmas Child. That's pretty high. That's incredible.
Yeah, and it's your boxes filled with presents for people right around the world that is going to make that huge tower. And the voice that you heard there, that's Craig Jennings, who is one of the brilliant leaders here at Samaritan's Purse. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you here.
Now, of course, Samaritan's Purse, you guys for years have been making sure that kids around the world get these gifts at Christmas time, which means so much to them. Can you explain a little of how Operation Christmas Child even began?
Yes. Well, it started way back in the early 90s. A Welsh couple that were taking gifts into Romanian orphanages, and the children there were just so poorly treated. Their hearts just melted for the children, and they took gifts back year after year after year, and it became to the point where it became too big for them to continue, and they phoned up Franklin Graham and asked if Samaritan's Purse would like to take it over. We sent 11,000 gifts that first year, and last year we sent 11,486,773 gifts.
That's incredible. Now, I know that the Robinson family just put together a couple of shoeboxes last night, and it really is a simple process. What are some of the items that we're looking to put in these shoeboxes?
Yeah, it is simple. It's not rocket science. Some simple gifts for a child in need. So something to love is really important, you know, a teddy bear for them to cuddle at night when it's dark and cold. And, you know, it's a really good part of the gift. Something to wear. Clothing is often, it might be just their school uniform and one other piece of clothing they own. So a piece of clothing is really a great thing for a gift. Something to play with. All kids like to play with toys. They love toys. So something to play with that's going to last, you know,
yeah.
A skipping rope, a tennis ball, a bouncy ball, you know, things that are going to last. Something for their education. Education is so essential in parts of the third world. It's really important to give them an exercise book and some pencils and coloured pencils so that they can have an opportunity to have an education.
So one of the things that I think was really fascinating that goes in there is those essentially like a shopping bag, one of those...
like little tote bags.
Tote bags that you use, to put your groceries in is actually a really great gift to put in there.
It is, because a lot of the kids will come to the distribution of the shoeboxes and they'll come on a push bike and they'll want to then go away with their gift on their push bike.
Yeah.
And they might not be able to carry their shoebox. If they have a bag they can throw over their shoulder, they can put the shoebox inside that and off they go.
So. Yeah, such a simple thing that makes a really big difference, Craig. Thanks for telling us more about that this morning.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan.
Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning. I've got some volunteers. I found them.
Yeah, Rochelle's gone into the packing zone to meet up with a couple of people who have decided to be in here early this morning. Who have we got?
I have got Gail and I have got Rosalind. Now, how long have you guys been doing this?
I've been coming here for about 5 years.
Volunteering for 3 years and working from 2004.
Gail has loved this place so much. She worked here and then she came back to volunteer here.
Wow.
So she's been here for 12 years. So why do you guys do this?
It's just a joy to be here and be in this atmosphere with people who have got a heart for the gospel to go out to other countries and to give a gift to these children who have never had a gift of their own. If you ever looked at the DVDs and see the joy on those children's faces, it's just absolutely wonderful. Mm.
Thank you for asking. It's a great question.
Well, brilliant. And what would you say to someone who's kind of on the fence about getting a shoebox? You know, what should I do? Should I come and volunteer? Should I put a box together? What would you say to them to encourage them?
Well, I think that it's interesting to select an age group for a child to be able to pack that box and even to get the family involved to buy something, to go into it, as do it as a group thing. And it's just wonderful to see it finished and think that that child's going to be blessed by it.
People love shopping. It's great. It's great to shop for someone else and give it to someone else. So there's two things there. But yes, do a box, do another box, show people what you're doing. I was in Kmart with a trolley full of stuff. And this guy came up to me and said, "What are you doing?" So I had my brochure in my pocket. guess what I'm doing, you know? And it's going overseas and the kids have nothing. So they get this box and they've got everything that they need. And it's fabulous.
Yeah. I've seen these guys work. They're a machine. These girls are on it. Wow. They are, you know, better than any. They've guys got years up to their age and they're mature and they're ready to get this stuff done. And they've got good hearts and good on you guys.
Well done. Thank you, Rochelle. And thank you guys for volunteering as well. You can find out more about what you can pack in your shoebox. Hope1032.com.au.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan
on Hope 1032.
Joining us right now is Michelle, Laura, Jacob and Penny. Now, they're from Rouse Hills Anglican College. They've just been to Cambodia to give out these Operation Christmas Child gifts. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks.
Penny, to you. You've just come back from this trip. What was it like taking a group of teenagers from Sydney to Cambodia to give out these presents?
It was a rich and rewarding, wonderful experience to see their enthusiasm, the teachers' enthusiasm. It was just fantastic and a lifelong memory.
And you guys at the college, you guys have been supporting Operation Christmas Child for a number of years. Why do you guys decide to get behind the shoebox drive?
We've made connections with Samaritan's Purse over a number of years. In the junior school, they fill the boxes. In our senior school, they go to this exact warehouse and help put them together. So it seems like a logical progression to continue that relationship. Mm. It also supports our college core values.
Jacob, I've got a question for you, mate, because I noticed that when we were talking about Operation Christmas Child before, you turned to Laura and Michelle and you said, I just want to get back to, and then you said some kid's name. Can you tell me a little bit about that kid and why he meant so much to you?
Well, I met a couple of people in Cambodia, and some of the people that I connected with most are some of the people, for example, there was a guy called Reese who went with us in Cambodia, who lives in Cambodia, and his name was Reese, and he was just amazing to be able to see and to learn some of the language, even though I'm not very good at the language, and to connect with some of the people in Cambodia, even though I don't know any Khmer, and that was just amazing to be able to meet some of those people, yeah.
How did the children that you met respond when they opened up the shoeboxes?
Well, so we handed out the boxes first before they could open them, and they were, like, incredibly grateful, like, always just, like, akun, 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 which was, like, thank you in Cambodian. And, like, one time I handed out a box to a little girl. She was maybe around two, and she was with her grandma, and her grandma just, like, grabbed me by the hand and was, like, akun, 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 like, thank you so much kind of thing. And, like, as soon as they opened their boxes, their faces just lit up, and, like, in a country there where there's such poverty...
This
and,
like, sound is processed by Stereotool. Go to Stereotool.
.com. Such joy. It was so amazing.
Yeah.
So, Laura, I got a daughter, Ruby. She's 6 years old, and we just packed our Operation Christmas Child boxes, and I was talking to her about the fact that some kids have never actually gotten a toy, and she could not believe that Santa Claus didn't have enough toys to go around for everyone. And so I explained to her, it's an opportunity for you to partner with Santa in an act of generosity and provide for these kids. What was that like for you? Because I'm assuming you come from a home where you got a bunch of toys, to go into an environment where you see a kid get a toy for the first time.
Yeah, it was kind of like a culture shock because I've been blessed with so much things in my life, and then going to rural Cambodia and seeing these kids that have nothing but are so happy and so generous with all they've got is really, like, just puts you in perspective and it puts you in your place, basically. It shows that you can do so much because they can't do much. And even you just going there and giving boxes, you just going there and showing love, they really appreciate it. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just... Yeah.
And Penny, you've been part of this for a couple of years now. There's families who have never done a box before. Knowing what you know, having seen this firsthand, how would you encourage them to participate this year?
Filling a box for a child that's never going to get a present before or after this in their whole life is one of the most rewarding, wonderful things that you can do. Take your own child or family to the shops, decide on an age and a gender, and fill it with all the things that your child would love. And just bless that box, pray over the box, and it will go to the right family and it will make the biggest difference in the world to them. It will be super special and you will feel so great for doing it.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really a pleasure chatting with you. And guys, make sure you find out more, hope1032.com.au. See what you can pack. Yeah. And one of the cool things is the integrity of your box is so important to the team here. So what you pack in the box, that is what gets delivered to these kids. Of course, they check everything that goes into the boxes, make sure it all can go over overseas, and what you give, what you pray over, that is what lands with the family that received it at the other end. So do make sure you check it out, hope1032.com.au.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan.
The lives that you impact, one of those is Luda. Now, Luda was originally from the Ukraine. Yep. She now is a grown woman. She's got a kid or two. I think it's maybe two children now.
Yeah.
But she's decided to kind of pay it back to Operation Christmas Child. She works with Samaritan's Purse, but here's a bit of her story.
I was in my early teens at the time, and it was quite hard period of life in Ukraine in general. It was quite poor circumstances, and I lived in a poor family, and we received, me and my siblings, we received gifts hardly ever. Mainly it was just birthday and Christmas. And even then, like, I remember for Christmas receiving like home-baked cookies because mom could not afford to buy us presents. She was struggling to put the food on the table. So when I received that box filled with something to wear, a toy, there was lollies at the time, a toothbrush, toothpaste. It was just an amazing box, which I could not even imagine ever getting. It's full of goods, full of presents that I could never even dreamed of.
So take us back to that moment, because we're talking early 90s, which means the Soviet Union's kind of collapsed, Ukraine's in turmoil, you're living on hand-me-down clothing, and this is the first moment where someone hands you an orange and green box. What was it like to lift the lid on that?
To start with, it looked amazing because it was wrapped in a gift paper,
yeah.
Which back then in Ukraine didn't even exist. I didn't know there is a paper that you can wrap a present with. So from the moment I held it in my hand, I realized that it's something very special. And when I opened it, I think I was too overwhelmed with what I saw because there was so much there. There was, it was really bright and colorful, and I just quickly went through it to see what it is, and then I kind of took time to look at each piece, and I could not believe it's all mine.
Do you remember what was inside it?
One of the things was lolly bracelet, you know, the one of those round candies, donut-looking candies. There was toothbrush. There was toothpaste, Aqua Fresh. Remember the one that came in three colors?
Yeah, yeah.
That was mind-blowing. That was out of this world. But one thing that I still keep and I still have is a bracelet and earring set.
Wow.
That's the thing that it was... For me, as a teenager, I only had the bracelet, like jewelry that we made ourselves, and received something that is real jewelry with beautiful purple. It's metal with purple stones, and it was so amazing. I worn it for years. I still wear it. I still have it.
The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast. Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.